Join our social media family.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Search for Cambridge 105.
The Sick Children's Trust, Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month, provides free, high-quality home-from-home accommodation, as well as emotional and practical support to families with sick children in hospital in the UK. In Cambridge, they run two residential units at Adam Brooks Hospital, Acorn House and Chestnut House. A few weeks ago, I went along to Acorn House to meet manager Abby Abdel-Al and Victoria and Ash, who were staying at Acorn House while their son George received treatment at Adam Brooks. I began by asking Victoria to tell me about her son.
George is now 5 months old. He was born the 31st of August 2016. He was born with exomphalos, which means organs are born on the outside. He was born with his liver, his stomach and his intestines on the outside. He's also got 5 heart defects. He's got curvature of the spine and he's got a shortened right arm with a missing radius.
Did you know about that in advance?
Yeah, we knew about his tummy issues, his exomphalos, at the 12-week scan. And then we found out about his other issues on the 24-week scan.
So when he was born, he needed obviously lots of surgery and lots of time here at the hospital, which is how you ended up here at Acorn House.
Yeah, when he was born, he was taken up to NICU over at the Rosie, where he was intubated for a day, then went on to various help for breathing, which he still remains on oxygen now. He had his exomphalos surgery at 11 weeks old. He's also had 3 other surgeries. He's had his hernia surgery, he's had a NJ tube fitted, and he's had a Hickman line fitted.
You've been through quite a lot since the end of August. How has the Sick Children's Trust helped?
Words don't describe how much they've helped. We wouldn't have coped. If Acorn or Chestnut wasn't here, we'd be an hour drive home instead of a 2-minute walk. It's really helped.
So you've been staying here, is that right, since the end of August?
We stayed over at Chestnut for, I think it was 6 to 7 weeks, and then he was well enough for us to be the hour away from home, and then we came back before Christmas, November time, we came back. Then he went from NICU over to the children's ward, and then that's where we've been staying over at Acorn now, because it's Acorn's closest to the children's ward.
And the noises we can hear off are like little snuffling noises. George is asleep at the moment. Is he waking up?
He's staring. He's just getting comfortable, bless him.
And does he stay here or is he at the hospital?
He's at the hospital, C3, as a patient. But as he's off of his some of his medication now, we're able to take him out in the car, as long as we're sort of local to Cambridge. And he's got to be back by certain times.
So you've stayed in a room here, and there are 15 rooms, is that right, here? So you've met other families. Has that been a support as well?
Yeah, the same over at Chestnut as well. Met families, have takeaways with them, sometimes go out for dinner with them.
Nobody really knows what you're going through apart from them, other families in the same situation.
Yeah, that's helped as well. People here know how we're going through, and we talk, we chat. We generally get rid of frustration. We have the sad times as well, which we all sort of seem to pull together and get through things through.
You must have been through a lot of emotions since George was born.
Had ups, we've had downs, we've had, are we ever actually going home, but we can finally see a light at the end of the tunnel now.
And you've been here over Christmas and presumably for important events like birthdays? And...
Yep,
Christmas we were on the ward.
Both of our birthdays.
New Year's Eve, we were on the ward.
Yeah. And life goes on. Things happen to other members of your family, to friends and jobs.
Since we've been here, Ash has been made redundant. There was a chance of me being made redundant. So, yeah.
Just a few things happened.
And looking at George now, he's attached to various things. What are the things that are attached to his body?
We've got the oxygen cylinder, which he needs, otherwise he sort of turns blue. But he's on such minimal amount that it's silly, really. His as we said, about his NJ tube, which is the tube that feeds in straight into his bowel, and that's got milk, a special formula of milk going into his bowel, so he feeds purely on that now.
He's such a pro.
And his
Yeah, what was that thing that was bleeping when you came in?
That's his pulse ox, so it's measuring his pulse and how much oxygen's in the blood at a given time, and that's all good.
And Abby, you're the house manager here. How typical are Ash and Victoria of families that you see?
And we're various families. Their stays can last from anything from one night up to a few months. Ash and Victoria have been with us for a long time. They've sort of almost part of the furniture now, really. They've been great to have in the house, and we really appreciate all the fundraising that they're planning on doing for us in the future.
And what services do you offer the families who stay here?
The Sick Children's Trust provides home from home accommodation. Here in Cambridge, we support 23 families each night across Acorn and Chestnut House. For that, each family gets their own room. They can come and go as they please, treat it as their home. They can have siblings come to stay if necessary. We have laundry, kitchen and playroom facilities, and everything that you would have at home, really, to try and make this difficult time a bit better for them.
And I'm thinking about you working in this environment. It must be an uplifting environment at times and a difficult environment at times.
All our houses are staffed during the day, so we can share in the ups and downs with the families, be a bit of a shoulder to cry on sometimes, and we do share in all their joys and their downtimes too.
Because there must be some children who don't make it.
Yeah, sadly that does happen, but our accommodation also supports these families and allows them to spend as much time as they can with their children at such a difficult time.
And it's wonderful work you do here. How is it funded?
The Sick Children's Trust relies entirely on voluntary donations. The accommodation is provided completely free of charge to the parents. It costs the charity about £30 to fund a bedroom for a night for a family. We receive no money from the hospital, although we do work very closely with them. We rely entirely on voluntary donations and the fundraising that our families do. Our families really seem to appreciate what we do, and many of them go on to fundraise for us so that other families can have what they've had.
Well, talking about fundraising, Ash, you're doing something quite extraordinary, aren't you?
Yes, I certainly am. I don't walk anywhere. I'm not one for exercise, but myself, my dad, my sister are walking around the Isle of Wight in April, and that's a total of 66 miles from start to finish, and we're doing it in 24 hours.
Non-stop?
Non-stop.
And this is to raise money for the Sick Children's
Yep.
Trust?
Yep.
How much would you like to raise?
My target on my Just Giving page is £2,000, but I've set a long-term goal of £1,000 per week that George is in hospital. So as that stands, that's about £23,000 at the moment, and that's what I want to get to.
And what's your Just Giving page address?
It's www.justgiving.com/ash-drones87.
And the noises, again, off we can hear is George stirring. We can talk a lot about George's illness, but what's he like as a little boy?
Cheeky, fighter, smiley, stubborn.
He's a very good little boy, considering all that he's been through.
Yeah, doesn't batter an eyelid for anything.
Because it is easy to sometimes just see a child and the illness and forget that they're a little human being underneath.
Yeah. We don't treat him as an ill little baby. We don't treat him. He's technically classed as disabled because of his arm and his spine, and because he's on oxygen, but to us he's not disabled.
And what's the future looking like for George? It's looking hopeful, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just working on whether he needs his heart surgery now or whether he'll need it in the future. We'll definitely need it in the future, but we don't know when, and then just work on getting him home.
That interview was recorded on the 2nd of February. A few days later, the Sick Children's Trust contacted me to tell me the very sad news that a few days after I'd spoken to Victoria and Ash, George had died. Of course, Victoria and Ash were absolutely devastated. But it's their wish that we broadcast this interview, and hopefully it will serve to highlight the amazing work the charity does supporting families through the most challenging and heartbreaking of times. Our sincere condolences, of course, to Ash and Victoria. It was a privilege to meet them and their beautiful son, George. Ash is still going to do his sponsored walk around the Isle of Wight to raise money for the charity that have given him and his family so much support. The website address, again, is justgiving.com/Ash-Jones87. That's justgiving.com/Ash-Jones87.